Discourse 8, October 27, 1932. Saint Germain, Invocation. Thou mighty, all-pervading presence, thou all-pervading I am, we give praise and thanks for the happiness pervading those under this radiation. We give praise and thanks that the simple key to perfect happiness may be given to bless and to anchor these children of God into their own firm dominion. We give praise for the harmony maintained within each student, and that they feel the necessity to continue it. We give praise that I am everywhere present, controlling every outer activity and bringing it into perfection. I bring greetings to you always. The Discourse. That which everyone seeks is happiness, sometimes called bliss, and yet many who have sought so earnestly have unknowingly continued to pass by the key to this happiness. The simple key to perfect happiness and its inherent sustaining power is self-control and self-correction. This is so easy to accomplish when one has learned he is the I Am Presence, an intelligence controlling and commanding all things. Surrounding each individual is a thought world created by him or her. Within this thought world is a seed, the Divine Presence, the I Am, which is the only acting presence there is in the universe, and which directs all energy. This energy can be intensified beyond any limit through the conscious activity of the individual. The Divine Presence within is likened unto the pit or seed of the peach, the thought world around it unto the pulp of the peach. The pulp represents not only the thought world created by the individual, but also the universal electronic substance ever present, waiting to be acted upon by the conscious determination of the individual to be precipitated into his visible use as the form of whatsoever he may desire. The sure pathway to the understanding and use of this conscious power comes through self-control. What do I mean by self-control? First, the recognition of the I Am intelligence as the only acting presence. Second, that knowingness. We know there is no limit to the power and its use. Third, that individuals, having been given free will and choice, do create in the world about them whatsoever they thought through their attention is held firmly upon. The time has arrived when all must understand that thought and feeling are the only and mightiest creative power in life or in the universe. Thus, the only way to definite use of the full power of one's thought and feeling, which is God in action, is through self-control, self-correction, by which one may quickly reach the attainment, the understanding whereby he may direct and use his creative thought power without any limit whatsoever. When sufficient self-control is attained, it enables individuals to hold the thought steady upon a given desire, likened unto the flame of an acetylene torch held immovable. Thus thought and feeling held upon a given desire unwaveringly, with the consciousness that it is the I Am Presence and intelligence thinking, that it is God in action, then will they understand that they may bring indivisibility, precipitate indivisibility whatsoever they desire. It has been proved in 1,000 ways that the effect of a thing cannot bring happiness. Only by the understanding of the cause operating may the individual become master of this world. Each individual, knowing that he is the creator of his own world and what he wishes to have manifest in it, will understand that he has at no time any right to create anything discordant in another's world. Thus is each individual left free to meet the effect of his own creative cause. I rejoice exceedingly to see the success with which each student under this radiation is coming into the mastery and control of the utter self. Here I must say to them, beloved students, could you but understand and see the magnificent splendor of achievement before you through asserting self-control over the outer activity, you would bend every effort, every moment to attaining control and mastery over all outer expression. Thus will you be enabled to maintain the needed harmony through which the inner mighty power of the I Am Presence is liberated into your conscious and visible use. Let us disabuse the minds of these beloved students of the sense of time, distance, and space. The key which opens the entrance to all higher spheres above you lies in the simplicity and firmness of this self-control. All students should dwell earnestly upon the great truth that, where your consciousness is, there you are, for I am everywhere. Long dwelling in consciousness that there was space, great distance, or there is time, is all but the outer creation of man. Therefore, to step through this gossamer veil that separates your outer consciousness from its full inner power and activity is but a state of thought and feeling. Those who are reaching to the light so earnestly, desiring to live in and be children of light, are dwelling constantly in these higher spheres. The beauty of these spheres surpass the foundest imagination of the outer consciousness. When you enter them consciously and at will, you find all creation there just as tangible as your physical buildings are here. To take your firm stand, I am the power of my complete self-control, forever sustained, will make it easier for you to gain this mastery. Students must be conscious that when they recognize the I Am Presence acting, it is impossible for it to be interrupted or interfered with in any way. No, there is no time nor space, then the knowing of the vastness of eternity is within your grasp. To enter a higher sphere than your physical world in full consciousness is but an adjusting or changing of your consciousness. So how do we do this? Answer, by knowing we are consciously there. Affirm often, through the power of the electronic circle which I have created, I am no longer touched by any doubts or fears. I joyously grasp the scepter which I am, and step boldly forth into any of these higher spheres that I wish, retaining perfectly clear conscious memory of my activity there. In this way, one may quickly find himself enjoying limitless freedom, the perfect happiness of being active in any sphere he chooses. To be aware of what is 1,000 years in advance is as easily and readily attainable, in fact more so, as going to your library in search of a book. The great delusion the outer consciousness of mankind has built up, creating time and space since belief, has been the great stumbling block to humanity's freedom. Those who have reached the great disillusionment, that wealth or the outer effects of things cannot bring happiness, will understand with great blessing that within their own creative thought, power and feeling are held perfect happiness, perfect freedom, and perfect dominion. When the student once understands that whatsoever he connects himself with through his attention, he becomes a part of it to the degree of the intensity with which his attention is fixed. He will see the importance of keeping his attention off the seeming destructive angles of human experience, no matter what they are. To discuss the seeming inability, shortcomings, or faults of your friends and associates, but builds that element upon which your discussion rests within your own consciousness and also adds to the appearance which seems to be in the other individual. Because there are black magicians in the world, certain of God's children who are misdirecting and contaminating the pure electronic energy of the I Am Presence, is no reason why we should let our attention rest upon that fact just because we are aware of it. Our business is to hold the attention free to rest within our own self-control, compelling it by the conscious action to rest on whatsoever we choose. Few understand that when their attention is called to some destructive thing, how much and how often they allow the attention to go back to it, or if another has displeased them in some way, how much and how often the attention returns to that incident, when they have the full power to control their attention and make it obey their command. Few, even among earnest students, yet understand what a mighty power their faculty of attention becomes under their controlled use. I wish so much to impress upon the students how foolish it is to be affected, displeased, or disturbed by the imaginary activities of the ignorance of the outer self. When they once know, I am the only all-powerful acting presence in my mind, my body, and my world, they cannot possibly be affected or disturbed by any of their associations in the outer world. They must know, then, that they are entirely immune from hurt or disturbance of the outer mind of other individuals, no matter what they try to do. With this understanding, or by giving willing attention to this great truth, they will soon find a peace, happiness, and self-control operating about them to such an extent that no outer condition, disgruntled comment, or disturbance of their associates could in any wise dumb them, their world, or their affairs. As soon as the individual becomes aware that he really has control of his own creative thought, power, and feeling, then he knows positively that he can precipitate into his visible use, or bring into his use from the outer, where it was already created, anything whatsoever upon which he holds his creative thought and feeling firmly. The moment that he is truly aware of this, he will know he is forever free from the need of the wealth of the outer world, or anything that the outer world can give. Thus has he entered into the mastery of dominion of his own world, the only world that has ever existed to him, and which is his God-given birthright. I assure you, there is no such thing as a supernatural world. As we step from this sphere of activity into another higher, that one becomes just as real as this is. It is simply a different state of consciousness we have entered into. To the joy, glorification, and blessing of the mothers, sisters, wives, and daughters, I will say that within 100 years, there will be hundreds who will be able to use the cosmic rays to cleanse their homes and keep them so, to weave their seamless garments when they have no desire to follow the freakish styles created by some commercialized idea. I find so many of the students wondering how it is that ascended beings or masters, with all their creative power, often choose to live in a humble quarter. I assure you the explanation is very easy. The far greater part of their life and activity is spent in the higher spheres, in which they are directing mighty rays of light to the blessing of humanity, from homes and temples of light and wisdom, so beautiful, so transcendent, as almost to stagger the imagination of the outer consciousness. Those homes and temples are eternal, ever becoming more and more beautiful. So they only spend a few hours in the visible world, which causes them to lower the density of their transcendent forms, that they may become visible to those yet occupying the physical body. If the students will understand this, it will save them much questioning and confusion in the outer expression, which time they can use in the activity of the mighty I Am Presence. This will bring them into the transcendent state and consume the longing for the wealth of the outer world, which is but rubbish in comparison to the transcendent creative power inherent in every individual. They can bring this transcendent power into their use through their own self-control and mastery. I say to you, beloved students, children of the one God, is it not worth your sincere effort when you know you cannot fail? Take your scepter of the mighty creative power and be forever free from all past, binding limitations which have beset mankind through the ages. I assure you that everyone who enters in to attain this scepter and mastery will be given every needed assistance, if each one will try with all his ability. The one having the understanding of his creative ability must know that he can create whatsoever he will, in whatever rate of vibration he desires to hold it, whether it be light or any other condensation he may choose to maintain it. You know you have the ability to change your thought from Chicago to New York in the same instant, and you know you can change your thought from a condition of light to one of very dense condensation, such as iron. Then one cannot help but see that this which he does every moment, consciously and will, he can bring into a more powerful use, by consciously fixing the attention and holding upon what he desires. The attention is the channel by which God's mighty energy, through thought and feeling, flows to its directed accomplishments. Because one has not yet precipitated something from the invisible, there is that lurking doubt until some simple manifestation has occurred. Then his courage and confidence leap into dominion, and in the future he has no trouble in precipitating whatever he desires. The precipitation of gold or jewels from the invisible to the visible is as simple as breathing, when once that foolish questioning doubt accumulated by the outer is consumed or pushed aside. Mankind through the centuries has built up these walls of limitation. Now they must be broken up, shattered, and consumed in any way that we can do it. At first it does take some determination to do it, but when you know it is the I Am power acting, you know it cannot fail. The outer only has to hold the attention fixed on the object to make it made visible. Dwell on this, and all of a sudden you will find yourself into the activity, and you will be amazed that you dwelt so long without using it. The length of the ray from a precipitated substance or condensation of light is controlled by the consciousness of the wearer. If the wearer's consciousness is raised very high, the scintillation is very great. The jewel of light is yet in its transcendent state of perfection. The jewel in a condensed substance, such as a diamond, emerald, or ruby, naturally would take on the condition of its wearer. If the rate of thought vibration in the person wearing it be low, the jewel will become lusterless, while if the thought be transcendent, it will become very luminous. When one has become a sincere student reaching to the light, he must qualify everything in his environment with the quality of the I Am Presence, no matter what the appearance seems to be. You see, there cannot be a quality or an appearance in your world except what you give to it. If fear causes you to believe in a disturbing presence, you are responsible for it, because if there were to be a disturbing presence and you qualified it by the I Am Presence, you see how impossible it would be for you to disturb. There is only one energy acting at the moment you acknowledge the I Am presence. You have requalified that activity with perfection. Expectation is a very powerful qualifying consciousness to maintain. Intense expectation is a splendid thing. It manifests always. The individual, through the centuries, has created a veil through which he has shut out these transcendent spheres. If he has created it, which he has, then common sense and reason will tell one that he can uncreate it. A powerful radiation has gone forth to yourselves and students with a powerful conviction that will be sustained until they have this work which is given today. To convey the simplicity, the ease and certainty with which the idea, through creative thought and feeling, can be brought into visibility, is a thing the student should dwell upon. This will dissolve the feeling of, can I? And in its place put, I can and I know. If the students will keep themselves harmonious from time to time, they will have flashes that will give them all needed confidence. Add to all commands on going out of the body that you retain the conscious memory of whatever you experience. Stick right to a thing from a start and know that whatever knowledge you need will be forthcoming instantly. When you allow the attention to become fixed upon a thing, you that moment give it power to act in your world. Benediction. Thou great happiness, thy mighty presence and power, which I am, I qualify thee to go forth into the hearts of mankind, anchoring there and filling their minds, bodies, and homes, filling them with thy great happiness. Open the door of their consciousness so that the mighty power, which I am, can come forth into full perfection. O mighty presence, hold the children of light, the individualities of God, hold them close in thy embrace, letting thy quality flow forth in their command, filling them with thy great peace. O mighty presence of justice, enter in and reign in all official places. Let the destructive intent of mankind be revealed, that it may be cast out and be consumed. Let the fullness and power of the radiant light enfold all, and thy glorious transcendent light fill all places.